Hi, it's August 19th, 2014. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee, and I'm the chair, Bob Lederer, and our secretary, Michael Novick, will now please call the roll.
Teresa Allen. Carolyn Burton.
Here.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Jim Brown.
Present.
Maria Elena Castellanos. No. Mark Hernandez. No. Cynthia Johnson. Can I hear Cynthia come on? She's muted.
No, I didn't hear her announce herself.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Kim Telford? No. Janet Coben was on but had us leave the call. I guess she's still off. Hank Lamb? Wasn't Hank there?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Chair Bob Butler is here. Frank Lefevre. President Michael Novick, Secretary, I'm here. Lawrence Reyes, still there, Lawrence?
Still here.
Okay, Serene Roberts. No. Richard Udell said he couldn't make it. Margie Wilkinson?
I'm here.
Jane Zara? Nope, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm sorry. Michael, I might have missed when you called my name.
I'm sorry, Serene? Was that Serene?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I was distracted.
So I think that's 9, but still sure the quorum is we lost one.
Okay, thanks, Michael. All right, so in the absence of a quorum, is there any objection if we hear updates on new information that people have gathered since our last meeting and then set our next meeting date? Can we proceed in that fashion? Any objection?
No objection, Carolyn here, but I would like to have these reports and so on in writing to the entire committee. I think that would be really cool if people could agree to do that after they give their oral reports.
Sure.
Yeah, that sounds wise.
Okay. Well, let's see as we go through if people can.
This is Serene.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a fine idea going forward, but it's never something that, to my knowledge, has been practiced in committee, and I would not task my colleagues with doing it at this point.
Oh well, I did ask, and if you want to take a vote or ignore it, you can do whatever you like. But I just think it'd be helpful to encourage.
Point of order.
Yes,
did the member ask for the floor and was recognized, or does she simply feel she has the right to rebut anything I say?
Yeah, let me remind everyone, please ask to be called on, and then, you know, I'll call on whoever wants to speak. Okay, so let's start with the motion that the PNB passed on Thursday concerning elections. I guess, Margie, do you have that handy?
I think you just sent it to me, but let's see.
Oh, sorry, I forgot I put it in the agenda.
The agenda, okay.
Okay, 1 second, let me pull it up and I can read it. Okay, yes, move that the interim executive director hire a national election supervisor and to hold elections before the end of 2014, if legally possible. The IED to set the time schedule, manner, format, and means of the elections.
I'm not sure everything in this motion is entirely appropriate, but I am certainly attempting, moving forward as quickly as I can on hiring an election supervisor. We are not overwhelmed with applications for this position, and I think the pool that I have is pretty weak, I have asked that the deadline, I've notified Otis to extend the deadline on the Pacifica webpage to September, I forget what day I said, 3rd, 4th, the Wednesday after Labor Day. to hopefully give more people an opportunity to apply. And, you know, I hope everybody's beating the bushes for an election supervisor so that we can move quickly with this. That's my report on that. I take the motion from the PMB very seriously and feel that I have to move on this as quickly as I can.
Okay, thanks, Margie. And let me just point out before anyone asks anything or says anything that this hiring process is a confidential personnel matter, so nobody should, if anyone happens to know of anyone who's applied, nobody should name any names on this call. This is a public stream call. Go ahead, Hank.
Yeah, well, where are we advertising this job?
We're advertising it in a number of nonprofit places. I submitted it to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which has a free list. I'm trying not to spend any money on this, so I'm listing it in free listings. Although I may list it on Craigslist because it turns out that we get a lot of applications from Craigslist, and that does cost money. But my effort is to do it free as much as possible. It is on the Pacifica webpage, and if any of you have any ideas about where it should be listed, forward it. I've asked all of the stations to post on their webpages a notice that Pacifica is hiring in various job categories so that people can just click on it and get there. And, you know, if people have suggestions about where to post it, I'm more than happy to take those. And we'll, you know, do everything I can to get the word out about the job. But I would prefer not to spend any money on it.
Well, just an add-on to that, I would recommend idealist.org.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest
someone,
that. Yeah, that's a good source for nonprofits.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah, and it's only, I believe, $60 for a job listing.
Only 60. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so let's go on to the motion. Let me just refresh the committee members and tell who's ever listening from the public that this committee adopted a motion at our last meeting on July 14th, and let me read it. The PNB Elections Committee requests that the National Finance Committee do an assessment of the capacity of each of the five stations and the national office to cover the expenses of the 2014 delegate elections based on the assumption that the electoral calendar will span both fiscal years 2014 and 2015. This should include a review of the amounts included in the fiscal year 14 budget for elections and the amounts actually available for that purpose. The Elections Committee suggests using the actual expenses of the 2012 election as a guideline while it works to find ways to lower the expenses. The Elections Committee requests that this analysis be provided by the National Finance Committee by August 15, 2014. So Michael Novick is the one person on this committee, I believe the only one, who sits on that committee as well. So Michael, can you please give us an update on what happened?
Yeah, sorry, I lost the call in the middle of what you're saying, but
read the motion, which
okay. So two or three things that came out of the discussion at the National Finance Committee, I would say pretty much it was the impression that none of the stations really have the cash on hand that was budgeted in 2014, with the possible exception of KPFT. They seem to think they might still have it, but the treasurers were pretty much felt that the money that was budgeted in the current fiscal year for the election is not actually there, given our current financial pictures. The assumption is that any spending would have to be coming out of the next fiscal year. Subsequent to the meeting, we did get some consolidated statement from Raul for all the stations, but I guess it doesn't really incorporate the carryover from 2013 yet, which hasn't completed, or at least at that point hadn't completed the audit. They mostly show a small operating surplus for each of the units, but that doesn't show carryover debt and obligations. The other thing that was pointed out in the committee is that we have regularly scheduled elections in 2015, And I think we all agree that it would be financially impossible to pay for two elections out of the upcoming fiscal year, 2015 fiscal year, to pay for the postponed 2013 elections that we're talking about, and also to schedule 2015 elections out of the budgets for the stations and the national office in the upcoming fiscal year. So the reminder from the Finance Committee to the stations was to budget for an election in the 2015 budget.
Anything else, Michael?
I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, I actually have a question because I understand that there's, you know, a lot of backlog of financial record keeping at the national office because of things not being done for a long time and so forth. But my question would be whether they were able to fulfill any of the specifics that we requested, and I can imagine why it might not be possible. But you know, in terms of looking at the costs that were allocated for the 2012 election and seeing is there really the cash flow based on the actual income this year at the five stations and the national office to, or when would there be the cash flow to actually have election or begin elections? Has any of that analysis been done, to your knowledge?
Well, I think the part of it that I said that as far as the amounts that were included in the 2014 fiscal year budget for elections and the amounts actually available.
Yeah, actually
I don't
available.
Think they're...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Michael.
Uh-oh.
Michael, can you hear me? Oh, boy. It sounds like we may have lost him.
Oh,
okay. Well, we do have one more item that we can, you know, if he comes back, we can have him finish his answer. Is that you, Michael, back? All right, well, I guess then we just need to plow on to setting our next meeting date. So I am looking at the KPFTX calendar, and let's see. Well, it's pretty filled coming up. I mean, there is Thursday the 28th, or we could go into the first week of September. What do people suggest?
September.
No.
June.
Margie, were you going to suggest?
Well, something? I was going to say that I prefer the 28th just because it's sooner, and I'd rather keep moving on this. But you know, I'll do whatever people want. I want us to get going. I will actually try and harass the KPFA delegates on this body to show up for a meeting so we can... Anyway, that's all. I'm done.
All right. Well, do people think maybe we might have a slightly better chance of getting better attendance if we wait till the week, you know, right after Labor Day? I don't know. I think there might be a little better chance, like, say, Thursday, September 4th.
Yeah. This is Jim. I believe September would be better. I know that I won't be available on the 28th.
Nor will I.
Oh, okay.
And
well, there
even the 4th is bad for me. It's the beginning of the academic year, and it's pretty crowded that week for me. Could we postpone it?
Let's look at some options. So, let me hear. Well, I've heard two people who cannot do the 28th. And one person so far can't do the 4th. Is there anyone else who cannot do Thursday, September 4th?
Well.
Cannot. So everyone.
Hello?
Yeah, who is that?
So I don't know when I lost the call, so I'm not sure if the last thing goes into
this. That's okay. We're going to get back to that discussion in a minute. Michael, we moved on to setting the date for the next meeting. So the options on the table are Thursday, August 28th, or Thursday, September 4th, and we might look at a third one, depending on the response. So what's your availability on either of those 2 days, Michael?
I'm sorry, the 4th or the 8th? What else?
No. Thursday, August 28th, or Thursday,
yeah.
September 4th.
Okay. So the 28th, we have a development task force meeting at KPFK at 7:30.
Okay.
I could go to the station and take this call, but I need to be up by 7:30 if I try that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what about the 4th?
The 4th, I could be on.
Okay. Well, it seems like all but one of the people on this call can do September 4th, so whereas there's at least two and who can't do the 28th, and, you know, there's some concern that there might be other people not on the call who can't do it the last week in August. So let me ask, does anyone have an alternative proposal, or can we agree on Thursday, September 4th?
Could we do it on a Tuesday?
The problem is they're booked.
They're booked. Okay,
yeah.
I'm looking at the calendar.
I'm looking at it right now. Every Tuesday in September is booked.
Good.
Has this committee set up a standing meeting day of the month?
I thought our regular meetings were on Monday. Am I wrong about that?
We were for a while, but then when, you know, we had trouble with quorum, we decided to change it up a little and see if that would help.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gone back and forth. So no, at this point we don't have a consistent date. I mean, another option would be Monday the 8th, I suppose. But, you know.
What about the 25th?
It might improve attendance, actually.
Hang on. What did you say, Michael?
August 25th was open.
No, we don't have enough time.
Yeah, that's...
That's
not 7 days
notice.
Right. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
I suggest that it might improve attendance if there were a regular date that people could count on from month to month.
Right. Well, I agree that it's good to be regular, but let's certainly wait on that decision until we have enough people for a quorum. I think it would be unwise for us to... In fact, actually, we don't have the power as a non-quorum group to make a permanent decision. All we can do is set the next date.
Yes.
So, is there any alternative proposal to Thursday, September 4th?
Yeah, I would prefer that Monday.
Oh, Monday the 8th?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I would agree to that. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, let me ask, is there any objection to Monday, September 8th?
Yes. Three.
I think that would be great.
Okay. all right, so Serene objects. Anyone else? Any other objections? All right, well, we have a situation where one person has objected to each date that's proposed, so I think that fairness would say we should put it to a vote between the two options.
Okay.
And then whichever gets a majority would be the one we go with, unless anyone has another suggestion.
Someone just get on? I heard him.
Did someone new join us? No, perhaps that was someone leaving.
It was someone leaving.
Okay. So, all right. So, Michael, could you call the roll, and when people answer, say September 4th or September 8th, and whichever gets a majority, we'll go with.
Okay. People could vote for both?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, good point. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. 4th,
right.
Or 4th and 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carolyn Burden?
September 8th.
Point of clarity, please.
Yes.
Could you say the day as well as the date?
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
So the options are...
Thursday, September 4th. Thursday, September 4th or Monday, September 8th. Or both.
Or you could do both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Monday, September 8th. Carolyn Burden, if I'm still up. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Fred Blair?
I can do both, 4th or the 8th.
Okay, Jim Brown?
I can do both.
Go on the call?
I can do both, the 4th or the 8th.
Okay, thank you. Janet Coburn, not on the call anymore. Hank Lamb?
Either one.
Bob Letterer?
I would prefer the 4th.
Okay. Michelle, 4th or the 8th. Lawrence Reyes, on the call anymore? And that might have been maybe I don't need to work. Lawrence, still on? No? Serene Roberts?
Thursday the 4th, please. Thanks.
Margie Wilkinson?
I prefer the 8th.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for the 8th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for the 4th.
I used to say I think it's a tie. Okay. Bob gets to flip a coin. No, I don't care.
Well, the motion fails. Maybe we need a third date.
Well,
Do you want to send it out to the whole committee and see?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Good.
Why don't you send it out to the whole committee?
Point of information?
Yes, Serene.
What are the results of the vote?
6-6.
The results of the vote were 6 people who could do the 8th and 6 people who could do the 4th.
I see.
All right, so why don't I send out a poll and then, you know, whichever gets a majority will be the one we go with. We have plenty of time in terms of notice, so
right.
I can give people a few days to respond.
Okay, thank you.
In the notice, could you ask if people can meet an additional time during the month? Because this is really the part of the meeting we're talking about that just didn't happen. So I think we need to have the September meeting as well.
Oh, well, that's a good point. Why don't we go ahead and choose a tentative second meeting for the September? Like, are we talking 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later? What do people
No more think? Than 2 weeks later.
Okay, so on the week of the 22nd, we have Monday the 22nd is free. Wednesday's free, but I can't do it. And Thursday the 25th is free.
Let's do the Monday because I think that's supposed to be our regular day. I want to get back to our regular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Any objections to Monday the 22nd as the second meeting in September?
Can I be heard?
Yes.
Mondays are very rough for me. I can't do Monday.
I see.
Oh, you can never do Mondays?
Pretty much.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I won't. What was the Wednesday? The Wednesday. The
Wednesday, I can't do.
You can't do.
Yeah.
Thursday is typically going to be PNB meetings.
No? Yeah, I don't know what this. I have to figure out the schedule for the PNB meetings now. Okay.
All right. Well, in that case, since you haven't figured that out yet, but we have a bit of time, why don't we just put the notice Michael originally suggested, which is a general kind of alert. Be ready. To come to a second meeting in September. And Margie, if you could make a note to yourself, and I'll try to remind you if you forget, the moment the PNB schedule is set, let the committee know, and then, you know, if the 25th is free, maybe, well, let me ask provisionally, if that's not a PNB night, is there anyone who has any other conflict besides the PNB on Thursday, September 25th?
I have a general conflict on Thursdays. I'm out of town traveling, and I may not be back in time to get to a phone stably.
Well, then we're going to have to just see what the PNB schedule is, and we may have to choose between a couple of Thursdays. So, unless there's another idea. But we can hash this out on the next call as well, actually, so we don't have to settle it tonight or even in this week. Okay, so I think we've settled on the date question, and now let's briefly go back to where Michael was in the middle of answering my question about, whether there's a possibility to get more specific figures from the Finance Committee. It sounds like that hasn't been available yet, but do you think that might be available in the coming weeks?
Well, I'm saying there is a projection for the entire fiscal year, the current fiscal year, but it doesn't include debts and other obligations that are carried over from the previous one, and I don't know when the audit is going to be complete that would allow that to happen.
Okay.
KPFT was prepared to have a budget proposal for the next Finance Committee meeting for the coming year, and I think KPFK is also going to have ours meeting scheduled. But most of the other stations were needing more time to even develop their budget proposal. So, as I said, I'm not sure if I got cut off, but essentially there is no carryover money from the current fiscal year that was budgeted, and the Finance Committee didn't think there would be money in the upcoming fiscal year to go for two elections.
Okay. All right. Does anyone else have any questions for Michael? Okay. Well, I think we're done, unless there's something urgent someone needs to say or ask. And I think we are ready to adjourn.
Great. Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay.
Good night. Thank you.